Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'd like to welcome you to an exciting new series on the Qalam podcast, Quranic Reflections, where all of our instructors here at Qalam share their thoughts and insights, reflections, research in regards to various chapters and verses of the Quran. We hope and pray that this will become a very beneficial resource for people to develop an understanding of the Quran and to come closer to the Book of Allah. If this is of benefit to you, please visit supportqalam.com. Visit supportqalam.com and donate and contribute generously. That is what allows us to continue to do this work and deliver the understanding of Islam to as many people as possible all around the world. Now, go ahead and listen. Please share with family and friends. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So I want everyone to try to process a particular situation. I'd like to present a scenario to everyone, and I want everyone to reflect on it. I want everyone to try to process this scenario. I want you to imagine someone that is related to you. Let's say a cousin, for example. And this cousin is in a financially difficult situation. Your aunt, the mother of this cousin, your aunt, is someone who practically raised you. She's very beloved to you. It's your khala. You love her very much. She practically raised you. But financially, they have a difficult situation. So what you decide to do, her son, you decide to, you know how they say, pay it forward. You decide someone showed you some goodness. Your aunt raised you. And so you decide to pay it forward. Her son is financially having a hard time. So you decide to help him out and financially help him and support him. And you're every month delivering a check to his home. You help him pay the rent. You help him pay the bills. And you tell him, just take care of your mother, my aunt, because she's so beloved to me. You focus on taking care of her. I'll take care of your bills. Don't worry about it. Allah has given me plenty of money. Money's no object. Down the road, a little while down the road, there are some very terrible people in the community who start a very vicious rumor about your family. They start saying nasty and negative things about you, particularly about your daughter. And they say that your daughter has done all these shameful things. She's committed adultery and so on and so forth. And that's, of course, very hurtful. But then, the worst of all, the salt in the wound, is that you find out that that cousin of yours, the one that you financially support, the one that you take care of, he's also involved in the rumors. Talking about you, your daughter, disrespecting you. What would you do in that situation? Something to process. Everyone take just about 30 seconds and just think quietly to yourself. What you feel when you find that out? Ungrateful? Disrespectful? Teach him a lesson? You're dead to me? Never want to see your face again? And on and on and on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this situation through one of the most serious events in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother, the mother of the believers, Aisha as-Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was slandered. Some terrible, nasty, filthy, wretched people made rumors about her. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sulul and these types. They started nasty rumors about our mother. It was all false, as God exposed them in the Quran. But there was another situation, and we know that story. It's called Waqi'atul Ifk, Hadithul Ifk. It's one of the longest narrations in Sahih Bukhari. The whole story, Aisha tells her story. But on the side, there was another situation that was playing out. When the dust settled, when everything was over, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu finds out that his cousin Mistah, whose mother, Mistah, she was called, and she had like raised Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and so he loved her very much. She was his khala, and she was his aunt, and he would take care of her. And her son, who they had migrated from Makkah, so they didn't have much money, he couldn't find work, he couldn't find a job. So Abu Bakr was financially fully supporting them. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu finds out that my own family, my own cousin, talked about my daughter like that. The guy that I actually support financially. And he felt the way any red-blooded human being would feel. He felt the way any father would feel. He felt deeply offended. And he was angry. And he was insulted. And so he said, I swear from this day on forward, Mistah shall know no kindness from me. I'm done with him. And doesn't that seem like a very reasonable reaction? Oh, it is completely reasonable, by the way. It's completely legitimate. But God, Allah, demands something higher from us. Allah wants something better for us. تُرِيدُونَ عَرَضَ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ You worry about things in this world, little things in this world. God wants you to succeed in the Akhirah. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى Allah wants what's better for you, the Akhirah. So Allah spoke in the Quran. And He said, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ That none of the wealthy and affluent amongst you, those who have money, should never, ever, ever dare take an oath. أَنْ يُؤْتُوا لِلْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ They should never, ever take an oath that they will not give money, that they will not financially support their family members, the poor people in the community, the muhajireen, those who have left their homes for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Islam. You should never take an oath. If God has given you money, you should never take an oath that I'm not going to help these people, no matter what they have done. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا Yes, he did something wrong, but forgive and let it go. Why? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Don't you want that God would forgive you? إِرْحَمُوا مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَن فِي السَّمَاءِ That you conduct yourself with magnanimity and kindness and generosity and benevolence and forgiveness on this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy and His generosity and His forgiveness and His kindness upon you. So practice some kindness, practice some forgiveness, rise above the occasion, rise above the situation. Your feelings are justified, your actions are completely justified, but rise above it. I know it sounds like a cliche, but take the high road. Be the bigger man. Be better. And what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be good to you. Allah will forgive you. And Allah will bless you in this life and in the hereafter. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Because God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is constantly forgiving and constantly merciful. This story in and of itself is so powerful. And it shows you so much insight into the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the remarkable people that he was surrounded with. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the companions, may God be pleased with them. But on a more specific level, on a more personal level for each and every single one of us to reflect upon, this is the month of Ramadan, where we try to train ourselves to be better. And we try to train ourselves to rise above. So in this specific month, aim for something higher. There is no doubt in everyone's life, in all of our lives, there's someone who has wronged us. And you're angry with them. And you're upset with them, and you're offended by them. And you said, I'm not going to deal with this person anymore. I'm not going to talk to them no more. And maybe you're even justified in feeling so. But this is the month where we get to rise above. Look at the example of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Look at the example of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. And look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And try to rise above and better yourself and strive for something higher during this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that we've said and heard. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahu bihamdik, nashhadu wa la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.